Hello everybody, so it is 2:21 in the afternoon. We are at the Gadget Show and we are in front of d7raisedart.com. Now the reason why I'm doing an audio interview for this is that Daniel Rose Art on Twitter would be fascinated by the idea of the embossing, which at first I thought it was 3D. Hello Stuart.
Hiya, you alright?
Tell me a little bit about how you got started with this and ultimately, how the heck did you go to Angry Birds and say to them, I'm going to do some wall art, how do you feel about that?
You know what, I'm still trying to find the answer to that question now. I honestly contacted them on LinkedIn in December.
Yeah.
Sent them the idea, sent them an image of something that we messed about with. They instantly picked up on it, loved it, and said, yeah, tell us more. So we did. It's the process, it's the paper that's really special, it's the embossing process that's really special. We can stretch the paper to about 15%, which gives us, you know, it can give us up to about 15 mil of depth, where typically you might get 1 or 2 mil on an emboss. So, you know, with this massive amount of stretch you can create and with the detail, it creates something very unique.
Yeah.
I think that's what Angry Birds like. They wanted something completely different, completely new on the market. And hopefully, you know, with these four pictures we've got here today, we've got bomb, we've got laser, we've got blue and red. And hopefully with that, we've got something really unique.
So, what I find interesting about these, for a start, is that normally when I come to conferences, gadget shows, anywhere where there's technology and businesses combined, is that people are stack it high, sell it cheap, get it out there.
Yeah.
You don't have that model. You have got X amount of items. You've got 2,500 of each,
of
or
each
in
character.
Of each character, and they're going at today's price of £30 here at the gadget show.
Sure price.
Why is that? Why have you decided to go down that road?
Well, do you know what? Yes, Angry Birds is a massive product, a massive game, but we wanted to create something really special and something really unique. So when our customers buy these products, they're safe in the knowledge that there's only ever going to be 2,500 produced. They're not going to see it on everybody's wall and every supermarket and every corner. And that's the whole thing about raisedart.com as well. You know, we want to work with Angry Birds, with other people, and produce unique collectible pieces.
Not just
in the poster. It's not something that you're going to see everywhere. It's art. It's a new form of art.
Yeah.
You know, we've had pop art. We've had all these different things. Well, you know, hopefully one day people might say, hey, do you know Raised Art? Remember that back in the day.
I think that's brilliant. So tell me a little bit about the process, because I know from an art standpoint that would have been an iterative process to get to that. Talk about that for me a little bit.
Absolute nightmare. I mean, I've probably got, you know, 100 tools in my office that we've sort of tried to make it work and haven't succeeded. I can't actually tell you too much about it.
No, of course you can't. Yeah, no, of course. Yeah.
Essentially, we've got a very special paper.
Yeah.
And we've got UK exclusivity on that paper.
Which is FSC approved, right?
It is.
Okay.
Completely. And then we've got about 3 years of R&D in this particular process that we've been playing with to stretch it so far without breaking the paper.
Gotcha.
So that's the key. You know, you push it that 1 mil too far and it snaps it.
Okay.
You know, so.
So what would be, so as a collector of raised art,
okay,
which sounds cool actually when you say it like that. So of a collector of raised art, how would I look after that? Would I put that in a frame? Would you suggest me putting that in a frame? How would I deal with that?
Well, that's up to you. We say no. We want you to put it on the wall as is. It's ready to go on the wall. We almost think a frame takes away from the emboss and the detail.
Fair enough.
We want sort of that purest, clear, white image to come out. And then when it's on the wall and catching different light sources, then we want it to work in different ways. We just sort of feel that if it's too encased, it might lose some of that shadow and that.
So what we're saying basically is dedicated gamer, dedicated wall, dedicated light, inner house, pride of place, one of only 3,500 for each. 2,500, sorry.
2,500.
So where do we find it? We find it at raisedart.com?
Yeah, we do. And we've also got a competition page on Facebook.com/raisedart.
Okay.
And we're actually giving away picture number one of 2,500 of red birds.
Wow.
So if you want to tell all your people to go there.
Yeah, no, then, no, absolutely.
All they need to do is like the page and then like the picture, like the competition picture, and then comment why they like it, and then we're going to choose at random next Friday, a week on Friday, a lucky winner of that picture.
That's awesome. Stuart, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that, mate. Hopefully not too long.